Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
The light bulb moment for me was really discovering that I needed to make like direct response ads. So like whether that be like a limited time offer or come in here and mention this on a local level, that's what it was. Watch the video and then do this.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. So one of my favorite things to do here on the podcast is to case study the work that my students are doing. A lot of my students, when they join either one of my programs or start working with me in my 6-month small group coaching intensive, they come to me and they say, Rick, I want to be your next case study on the podcast, or I am going to be your next case study on the podcast. And I'm like, all right, let's do it. Game on here. And that always excites me to hear that. So I'm really excited to welcome one of my students here onto the podcast for today. Welcome to episode number 122, everybody, of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I'm Rick Mulready. Hope this finds you well. Thanks a lot for coming to hang out with me today. And as I mentioned, Mike Barnett is one of my students. And he's doing some really smart things with Facebook ads in the local business space. And I first met Mike back in December of 2016. So not too long ago, he came to my FBA Live event here in San Diego. And I noticed what he was talking about, what he was doing for local businesses and the types of results that he was getting. And my ears perked up because he was saying that, you know, he learned all this stuff from me and the podcast and so forth. And we kind of dove into what he was doing. And he's actually now part of my current intensive. And so we've been able to really take a look at what he's doing for his local business clients. And it's really, really smart. So we're going to get into all of that today. He's a local videographer, or I should say he kind of started off as a local videographer in Washington State. And he's now building a business managing Facebook ads for local businesses. And he's getting great results for these initial clients that he's getting. So we dive into two campaigns specifically today that drove huge results for a local pizza restaurant that he was working with. Now, the first campaign gave the restaurant one of their best weeks in sales ever. In the second campaign, Mike spent just $130 on ads, and that generated over $500 in revenue for the pizza restaurant. So we get into the types of campaigns that he ran to get these results, the offers that generated these results, which is a really key thing I want you to focus on today in the episode, or our talk around offers. It is so important to have an offer that's going to attract your ideal audience. And frankly, one of the things I see out there, especially with local businesses, is they're so afraid to make an offer. They just want people to magically walk into the door or start calling them up. And you've got to have a really good offer that's going to attract your ideal audience. We also talk about how Mike is getting his clients to build his business how much he's charging his clients as he gets his business off the ground, and a whole lot more. Before we dive into it with Mike, if you're considering starting your own business as a Facebook ads manager, or maybe you're already doing that right now, working with your ideal clients makes all the difference in the world. That's why I put together a free PDF checklist for you. It's the ideal client checklist, where I've listed out everything that you need to consider with potential clients before you bring them on as clients. And this checklist is going to make sure that you're setting yourself up for success right from the start when working with clients. So to download this ideal client checklist, just go over to the show notes page for today's episode, which is over at rickmulready.com/122. rickmulready.com/122. All right, without further ado, let's go hang out with Mike Barnett. Mike Barnett, welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast, buddy. How's it going, man?
Really well. Thanks for having me.
I am super pumped to have you on here. And I met you for the first time in person at the FBA Live that we had here in San Diego in, when was that? Early December of 2016. And you were sharing some of the stories about what you're up to, some case studies and everything. And I was like, man, I got to have you on the podcast to talk about this. But before we dive into, you know, what you've been doing and these and some of the case studies that you were telling me about, share a little bit about who you are and what you have been up to.
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, I am a local videographer here in Kitsap County, and which is just a little small county outside of Seattle, across the water. And I work with local businesses and started like just making videos for them and trying to help them promote their business and get their message out. And as I was doing that, I realized I could make nice looking videos. I just couldn't, the return for investment wasn't stellar. And so I began my journey trying to figure out a better way to sell my skills, my services, mm-hmm. but also give a better return for the client. And so that's when I think I fell upon first Pat Flynn, mm-hmm. just by accident, because I was listening for stuff. And this was probably about 4 years ago. And I kept listening to him. And eventually it got to you, and you were doing another podcast. And I was just stoked, and I realized that's what I needed to do. And I listened for a long time, but didn't take any action. Being completely honest, I was just nervous and scared to do so. And it wasn't until you recently said, hey, we're doing this, the Facebook local FB Live. Yep. And I was like, okay, it is time. And so I signed up and went through the training and devoured it and just went full bore. And so now that I started working on some case studies, and it's been night and day from what was happening previously till now.
So I want to kind of touch on a couple of things that you mentioned there, but first with the videographer business, how are you getting those clients, and kind of like take us through what that sort of exchange looked like when you were getting a client and kind of sharing with them what you could do for them? Kind of take us through that.
Oh, sure. So I kind of had some hometown advantage because I actually grew up here. And once I graduated from high school, I left, went down to California, and ultimately started working in television. And so I gained a lot of skills there. And then eventually I was ready to come home with my wife after our son was born. And I came back home, and so I was just kind of able to go to the local businesses that I grew up kind of going to, mm-hmm. saying, hey, listen, I've got these skills from doing television. I think I can help you grow your business, and here's what I'll do. So I went through a whole process of telling them, what are we trying to accomplish, and things like that. I never was really able to give the thing that was missing, which is so obvious now. It was like giving calls to actions and then really having a strong, like, what do you want them to do after they watch the video? Mm-hmm. You know? But so the process was, I just happened to grow up in Kitsap County, and they took a chance on a hometown kid.
So you just kind of identified the businesses that you'd gone to growing up. You went in there, yeah. explained to them what you were doing, and just being like, hey, I think, you know, video can work really well for you guys. Were they paying you up front? Were you kind of doing the work to kind of prove that this would work? How did that work?
Sure. Yeah. When it first started out, I was definitely just kind of going in because I was still trying to prove the concept. I was going in and chatting with them and saying, hey, here's what I can do. Do you want to try it? I'll do it for a reduced rate. If anything, we could actually use these commercials. We can even use them on cable television. So it was a real way for them to have a reduced rate. And then also as well, like if whatever advertising I did didn't work out necessarily, uh-huh. we could always resort to using local television. So that's how it started. But then after I got the process down, it became more of, okay, here's what we do. Pay me up front. and then I will deliver this to you.
Got it. So, okay. So you were telling them you're going to create a video for them and then use that video to market their business online.
Exactly. And it was, before I actually started educating myself, it was more of, hey, I can make this video. It's going to look great. And then we'll put it online and people will find you, which is not really the case. You know, it started off, like I said, with Pat Flynn, but even more so, I ended up finding James Wedmore and took a course that he did on the Creative Live, and it was basically video SEO.
Yeah.
And that really opened my mind a ton. I was like, oh, okay, maybe I can do this and try to help people rank higher in the search engines, you know?
Yeah.
And that helped, but it still wasn't getting the absolute results that I was hoping for, at least by saying, hey, I can help you rank. I was able to offer them something tangible versus it's just marketing, you know?
Right.
But
so then from there, you decided to get into more of a paid traffic, like leveraging the video that you were creating and paid traffic to really kind of...
Correct.
Okay. And so take us through that. You mentioned that you were nervous and scared to take action, which is something that a lot of people get, you know, like a lot of people experience that. So kind of take us through that as well as you were kind of getting started with the paid traffic part.
Sure. So what I had realized even a few years ago, like no one was really doing video. And no one was really driving paid traffic. I was doing some stuff on YouTube, but there was no, especially on Facebook, no one was really doing that. And it was such a rarity. And I was just in my spare time testing things, just putting up videos on Facebook to see what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting so many views, especially on the local level, that I was realizing, I was like, man, there's something really here. I just didn't, even though I got your course and I think I took someone else's course, it was so much more focused on less of local and less on physical products and more on online products. I was having a hard time connecting, you know?
Yep.
And so the fear came in where I was like, I would make these videos and try to figure out how to create something that could work, but I could never figure out anything. And I was burning my wheels and trying to figure out whether I use the Power Editor or just the Ads Manager or just how to even use the dashboard.
Yep.
And so I was getting so frustrated that I just was like, I'm throwing my hands up and I quit because there was really no one saying, hey, here's how you can kind of do local stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't have the smarts or the time, or maybe it was the fear that was paralyzing me I couldn't figure out how to really do it.
Yeah. And so you took that step, and this is not about the course at all, but you got into the course and you learned how to do that. So what was that sort of light bulb moment for you that once you realized, hey, I can, like, all my experience that I've had up until now is really helping me. Now we can kind of hone it in on the local business level. What was that sort of light bulb moment for you?
The light bulb moment for me was really discovering that I needed to make like direct response ads. So like whether that be like a limited time offer or come in here and mention this on a local level, that's what it was. Watch the video and then do this. And I know you're even I think about it now. That was even kind of the same thing before in the other courses I had taken. But for some reason, it just clicked this time.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, I can do this. So it was just recognizing that I needed to, for local businesses, have them do, there's a few things you can go by, but at least to get sales going, it always appeared to me in my experience now to do a direct response type of ad.
Got it. And so when you say direct response, in this instance here that you're talking about, what does that look like? Because I know that we are going to talk about a couple of case studies very specifically, but what specifically are you talking about here when it comes to a local business?
So for a local business, a very simple one would be, for a limited time, our wings are $3. Come in now to try them.
Got it.
So that's it.
So it's the offer.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, working with so many local business owners, myself who were in the program, one of the questions I get asked all the time is, what should my offer be? And, you know, it's one of those questions where I'm like, well, I can give you some ideas, but you're the business owner. You know your business better than anybody. And
right.
So you know what you can offer, what kind of offer that you can make to get people in the door, whether that is your goal or not. Because it could be like, maybe you're a personal trainer and you want, you know, you have your middle of the day available and you want to fill 3 or 4 spots every day or something. Regardless of whatever it is that your business is, you know what it is you want to achieve, and coming up with an offer that aligns with that is what's going to allow you to do that. And it sounds like that's sort of that aha moment that you had is, you know, as far as like, oh, you know what? These videos need to focus on some sort of call to action, some sort of, you know, look, this is the offer. We want you to do this in order to get this.
Correct.
And once you started to do that, what did you see kind of happen?
Wow. It was, I don't want to say it was almost immediate, but it was definitely like I was seeing responses. Do we just want to hop into case studies now, or do you want me to, should we keep it more vague?
Yeah, we'll get into the case studies because I do want to talk more about sort of what your experience is like getting the business going from an ads management perspective. So we'll get into the case studies there.
Okay. Yeah. The one that really turned out really well for me is it's a local pizza place that I eat at too much. They have this amazing brick-fired pizza, and they're friends of mine. And so after I'd taken your course, they were the first people that I approached about trying to use the new things that I'd learned. And so what we simply did was create, like, again, it was for a limited time. Any of their pizzas were $9. And all they had to do was come in and mention the Facebook ad, and it was $9. And so what we did is, because I wasn't even ready to do an ad, we just did a boosted post. Okay. And the boosted post ran for, you know, a short amount of time. I think we ran it from late September to about mid-October. And we spent $30, I believe, on the boosted post overall. And during that time frame, they had some of the best sales that they've had since they had a review in the local paper months and months and months and months prior. And their reviews on Yelp went skyrocketing. And
really during that time,
it was amazing. And like, they showed me like their sales chart, and you can see the definite spike from as soon as that we posted that boosted post to the end of the run. It was incredible. And really like, helped. It was like a real pat on the back for me. I was like, oh, it's so awesome to see this work.
Right.
But what I did, because I know boosting isn't necessarily the best, but I still wanted to get involved, I retargeted those people who had watched the video, 95% of the video,
yeah,
and sent them another ad that was a reminder to, hey, come in. This offer is, you know, limited. And that as well had so thousands of views and tons of shares, and for this area was amazing. So I think the combination of that boosted video post with the retargeting allowed them to have awesome results.
So you just boosted it to that pizzeria's fans. Is that right?
To the page. Correct. All I did. Yeah. So I boosted it to the fans on there. Actually, it was fans of the page and their friends is what I boosted it to.
Okay.
And then I retargeted to the people on that fan page who had watched 95% of the video.
Got it. Now I'm looking at stats, and we're going to share later on here at the end of the episode how people can come check out, because you put together this page here of just like stats and examples of the videos that we're talking about here. So we'll share how people can get that. But I'm looking at this and I'm seeing that your video ad, how did you target this from an age perspective? And I'm putting you on the spot. I didn't tell you I was going to ask you this. But do you recall how you targeted from an age perspective? And the reason I'm asking this is because on the ad here, your entire ad copy has three words: pizza, beer, and whiskey.
Yeah.
And then you have your video, which it looks like really, really well done, you know, higher quality, but not like this massive production or anything like that. Did you target 21 plus? I'm just curious about
Correct.
The beer and whiskey.
Yeah, I did target 21 and plus. And I actually had to change it because the first time I boosted it, Facebook found it and was like, nope, you know, because it was for 18.
Right,
and I hadn't recognized it. So it was a good lesson for me to learn. So I reboosted it and I did. It was 21 and up.
Got it.
And
And you had over 22,000 people reached, over 13,000 views on it. You had 295 reactions, comments, and shares, all with a $30 spend to boost this post. Do you recall how many fans they had on the page when you started this?
I believe they had less than 1,500.
Less than 1,500. Okay.
Yeah.
So not a lot. And these are obviously people are sharing this. You know,
getting
other people to. And I'm looking at the number here. It's 34 shares. And so people are sharing the video because it's such a great offer. You also have a screenshot here on the page of the sales, and you have this massive spike during that time. I love this. What was the client's reaction? Obviously, I mean, this was really successful for them. What was the client's reaction to this?
I loved it because, like, they're my bros and, you know, my friends. So they were kind of like, yeah, Mike, let's do it. You know, whatever, you know. And once we started getting responses, it was excited to see them be super excited. You know, so like they're like, what? This is like pennies for viewership. And like, I know all of us were kind of in that the marketing world online, and like it's really great to get those penny views. But like they were freaking out. They were like, there is no way that you can only spend a penny and make this in return, you know.
So they're believers now.
Oh, yeah.
And you mentioned that one of the challenges that a lot of local businesses have when they're thinking about running ads like this, running Facebook ads, is like, how do you track it? How do you track the success? And you mentioned that, say, hey, come on in and mention that you saw the ad on Facebook. Is that right?
Correct.
Do they keep track of that, or like, do they have some sort of system at the business itself that where they were keeping track of that? How'd that work?
You know, for this particular promotion, No, we were kind of really just flying by the seat of our pants and it's trying to figure it out. You know, I wish we would have taken better, you know, numbers, but I can only, and they would only ascribe the spike in sales to that video, because that's the only form of promotion that we did during those times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they do, speaking of other forms of promotion, do they do any kind of other advertising, like, you know, like the local mailer, like the coupons that you get in the mailer? Do they do anything like that?
You know, they hadn't been. And okay. I think they were, I know they were going to do some newspaper stuff, but they really weren't during that. Prior, they really weren't doing that much advertising.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. I mean, and I asked that question because that's something that comes up a lot too when talking with people who are managing ads for local businesses, is that one thing I encourage people to do is really make sure that you're tracking all the different marketing channels that that local business is doing. You know, whether it's AdWords, whether it's, you know, the paper or radio or billboards or weekly mailers, whatever it is, so that you can compare how well your Facebook ads are doing from an ROI and spend and everything compared to those other channels. Now, before we start talking about the second case study that you have here, because it's the same business.
Yeah.
Did you get paid to do this first campaign for them because they were your friends, or how did you, what'd you do there?
Pizza.
They paid you in pizza.
And high fives.
Okay. Not, I would say that not necessarily going to go put food on the table, but literally it is putting food on the table. So yeah, so where you just went into them and be just like, hey, like I want to help you guys out and I want to try something out for you guys?
Yeah. And again, like I knew those guys from prior. So like it was just bros saying, hey, you know, let's try this and see what happens.
Okay.
And
okay.
Yeah.
For the video, how did you shoot that? Did you shoot it on your phone? What'd you do?
No, I did not shoot that on my phone, but I have shot stuff on my iPhone, so I would still very much suggest that you do that. But for this particular video, I shot it on a DSLR.
Okay. But again, nothing super fancy.
Yeah, I try very much, especially with local businesses, I try not to make it look too high end, because you want to keep it to a certain degree. You don't want to make it seem like these guys are super high production value, because it kind of ruins the experience of being local. So it's a fine line you got to walk when you're doing local advertising. Mm. You don't want to make it seem too cheap and local, but at the same time, you don't want to make it look too high end, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. That's such a great point. Now you did a video, you did another video for them. Mm-hmm. Take us through the second case study that you did for them.
Okay. So the second case study was really built on some ideas that I'd gotten from other people. Mm-hmm. And in particular, Rob Bailey, who was on your show. I consulted with him and took some ideas from what he had suggested and kind of changed it and made it my own. But I'm calling it the birthday funnel. And the idea was to market to people having birthdays in a particular week. It's an interest that you can select on Facebook mm-hmm. in the audience. And so it's people having birthdays this week. So the idea was to market a free pizza to anyone having a birthday to get them as a lead to come into the restaurant, you know, to have the free pizza. And the hope was that they were going to, one, they would join the contact list. And then two, the hope was that they would actually bring in people with them to kind of compensate the sale of that one pizza. And that free pizza acted as a loss leader.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
And so you targeted people, both men and women, interest, mm-hmm. like people having birthdays this week. You mm-hmm. did a geographic radius around the pizza restaurant. You did this on, I'm noticing, on mobile and desktop newsfeed. Mm-hmm. Now, was this another boost, or did you actually do an ad on this?
No, this was, I went back and I went through the training that you, mm-hmm. you know, and I really was like, okay, I'm going to try to do an ad. I have to make this happen. So that's what I did. I actually went through the steps to make it an actual ad. So, yeah, that's what it was.
So was this for them to, for Tessio's is the name of the pizza place. So
correct.
How did they track this one here? How did you track the success of this one?
Yeah. So how it works is that there's the commercial, hey, happy birthday, you know, come in for the free pizza, mm-hmm. go here to do so. So once you clicked on it, you went to the landing page, and on the landing page, it gave you a few steps. It was first to watch the video if you hadn't watched the video. The second was to tell us where to send you your free pizza. Mm. And then from that would pop up the sign up page. So I asked for their name, I asked for their email, and I also asked for their phone number. So once I got that information, we'd automatically send them the voucher for the pizza. And then, and also on that pop-up, I also asked, what day are you going to come in to redeem your pizza? And so once I got that information, the day before they were scheduled to come in, I would text them and say, hey, we're stoked to sing happy birthday to you. Bring your friends so that we can make sure we hear them singing for you. You know, so
I love that.
Yeah, so that's what we did. So when they would come in, they would just simply show their ID and then show the coupon that we sent them on the smartphone. So nothing too elaborate, but just show us it's your birthday and then show me the coupon. And then we'd give them their free pizza.
Now, your cost per lead on this, you spend $5 a day for mm-hmm. a total of about $130. So not a lot. Your cost right. per lead ranged between 33 cents and 47 mm-hmm. cents, which yep. is amazing. You kind of asked for a lot of information on that landing page. Do you recall what the conversion rate was once people landed on the page? I'm putting you on the spot here.
You are putting me on the spot. So let's see here. I can say, you know, that I know we reached about 9,000 people and yeah. there was about 200 and I'd say about 80 clicks to the website about.
Yeah.
And so ultimately, like, we had the official numbers from when I spoke with the guys at the restaurant, we ended up getting 60 people onto their email list okay. and contact list.
Okay.
But ultimately there was, the official numbers were 14 people who came in to redeem.
Okay.
And their average ticket was about $37. So in total, they made $500.32.
Okay.
So from spending the 130 over that time frame, they made $500 back.
Okay. So you had about 280 clicks to the website. 60 of those people actually opted in, gave you their information, their email and phone number. So about a 20% conversion or so
yep.
on the landing page, which is good. 14 of those people actually redeemed the free pizza. Mm-hmm. You mentioned, just kind of recapping what you said here, the
yeah.
average table spend was a little over $37 for a grand mm-hmm. total of about $500.
Yeah. yeah.
And you spent $130 on your ads.
Yeah. And I can say, like, I won't give the unofficial total, but like when I was working with the guys, they really didn't have, some of the staff wasn't like really sold or actually actively participating in collecting the information.
Okay.
So they actually made more than that, a bit more than that, but because, you know, they weren't officially tracking those numbers, mm-hmm. they can, I don't want to share those numbers. So
sure,
it was actually
sure.
a lot better than what I'm telling you now, but even with what I'm telling you now, I think it was a great experiment.
Yeah. I mean, right now it's about 5x the spend, and you're saying that it's actually a lot more than that, which is
correct,
which is really good, which brings up a good, you know, it's a good lesson there on a couple different things. Like, if you are a local business listening to this, it's one of those, like, if you are going to run Facebook ads to promote your business, you have to have, if you've got employees at your business and like where someone's actually going to walk in or call you, you've got to have a system in place so that, you know, all this, the effort and the money that you're spending on your ads doesn't go, like, you can have all kinds of traffic coming in, but if you don't have the system in place, once somebody walks in or calls the business, it's all for naught. Like, you have to have a system in place for, and a process for taking these, you know, incoming calls or people walking into the business here. Another thing, Mike, that you're talking about here is very common, that you don't always get the entire picture. You don't always get the all the information from the business that you're working with. So you kind of have to do the best that you can with the information that you are getting, and you kind of experience that. And granted, it was, you know, what you heard after was like even better results. But just the lesson here is you're not always going to get the information, the full picture, if you will, from the business.
Right.
So did they pay you for this one? Or was it more pizza and more high fives?
It was more pizza, more high fives. However, from that, I was able to figure out a good way to charge future clients, which I've done and I'm doing now. So it was well worth for me investing the time in these guys to figure out how I could actually make a business model out of it in the future.
Okay, so now I want to talk about that. So because what you've done here, and most people do, you got pizza and high fives. Most people do, you know, their first few campaigns to kind of get their feet wet. And they do it for free. I mean, yes, you were doing it for free, but you were getting, you know, you're getting something out of it. But you're getting the experience. You're getting like showing them that this stuff works. Most people, when they're just starting out and they're just looking for, you know, the first few clients, you know, I encourage them to kind of take the approach that you've taken here, where you go into a business that you know that you can help and just be like, look, like, let's try this out. You know, no skin off your back. You pay for the ads. And let me show you that this can work. You did that with two different campaigns here. Now you're kind of taking this experience and, you know, moving it into other businesses and growing your ads management business. Are you staying with the restaurants? Are you niching down? How are you getting new customers and what types of new customers are you focusing on?
Right. So the plan is for the next few months here to really focus on getting it down with restaurants and just staying in that vertical for a while. There are other direct response or offer based campaigns that I'm working on, i.e. like, let us make dinner for you. So like the takeout campaign, you know, so things like that. So I'm really wanting, I feel like there's a lot that I can experiment in for these next, you know, 3 to 4 months to really get that down. And once I understand that, then I will try to move to another vertical, whether that be health or even maybe jewelry, you know, but so I'm still trying to figure that out. But so right now I'm going to niche down.
I love that you're doing that because it's like you mentioned that you talked to Rob Bailey. Rob Bailey is one of my former students. He was a guest on the podcast here, episode 111. So rickmulready.com/111. You know, we talked about how he built his ads management business. And one thing that he's done very, very well that has really added to his success and really kind of sped up his success, if you will, is the fact that he's niched down. And, you know, it sounds like you're doing that here with restaurants, Mike, which I love the fact that you're doing because you can take the results that you got from, you know, the Tessio's Pizza here and move them into other restaurants and be like, hey, this is what I did for them. This is what I can do, you know, for you. And then this is what goes into all that. Now, before we get into like how you're charging and how you came up with that stuff, you mentioned as far as like offers go, like, you know, I think we'll forget exactly what you said as far as like, you know, we'll cook for you tonight or something like that. Are you going to these restaurants with offers in mind, or are you just having that discussion up front? Because again, you know, for people who are starting out with their ads management and approaching businesses, they often assume that, you know, the local business knows, you know, what kind of thing that they can offer, but that's not always the case, unfortunately, like we were talking about before. So how are you approaching that?
Yeah. So generally when I go in, I have about 3 different campaigns that I can offer them to do.
Okay.
But with that said, I first want to figure out what they need and what they want first. Sure. Like they may want to, and this is how I figured out about doing the takeout part, talking to another restaurant. They wanted to increase their takeout. So I was like, oh, I hadn't thought of that. So often I'll say, hey, these are the things I can do, but what do you want to see? What do you want to see grow? What do you want to actually, is there an area that's doing awesome and you want to have grow, or is there an area that's not doing so well that you want to see better?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a combination of talking, you know, sometimes I go for the offers that I have, or we'll create something completely different.
Got it. And are you approaching it from, are you sticking with the videos, or how are you handling that?
I'm mostly doing the videos because that's what, that's, I think, my unique proposition that I can offer. Mm-hmm. And then I can also do image ad retargeting if they like, or if they want to get funky and do another, you know, retargeting video, that's fine too. You know, I'm definitely trying to sell the fact that I can make videos, and that has me stand out a bit in comparison to maybe the other forms of advertising.
Got it. Now take us through that conversation though. So when you're having that conversation, you're coming in there, you're approaching a new restaurant, you're sitting down with the manager or whoever it is, the owner, and having that conversation with them, you're talking about the offers that you potentially could have, or you're hearing from them what their goals are. What is that conversation, kind of take us through that, what that conversation looks like. And where I'd love to hear from you is because so many my experience is so many business owners have these just crazy expectations. And, you know, they want it like, okay, if you can do this in the next 2 weeks, great. Yep. Otherwise, right, we're not going to waste our time and money. So
sure.
How does that, and when it's really, that's not reality. So right, what's that conversation look like for you?
You know, what I found in a short amount of time is that I need to focus on restaurants that are, one, used to advertising, and two, maybe have multiple chains that are smaller, or at least understand the importance of advertising in general and have a budget to do so.
Yeah.
Because it's less of a time of educating on why. It's just more so of, yes, you're advertising, why don't you try this? Versus trying to get them to think, oh, I got to open my why, I don't have this money anyway, where am I going to find it? You know, and it has to work right away. So that's how I've gotten past trying to convince people to advertise. Mm-hmm. Is just, I just look for people who are already advertising. So
and
whether
how
that
are you
be,
doing that?
You know, there's like the Val packs that you can look yep. in, you yep. know, see if who's there. You can do online research, you know, yep. of like the mid-level local restaurants. There's a few that are kind of mid-level. They're not national chains, but they've got a few chains here in the state and locally that I can reach out to, things like that.
Got it. So you're doing the groundwork up front.
Correct.
I love it. I love it. And going back to like the Val pack, and that's I couldn't think, I've been trying to remember that name, what that thing's called for weeks now. You've just solved it. Thanks, man.
So you're welcome.
With the Val pack, I mean, that's a great example of what we were talking about before where, you know, it's like, hey, do you know what your ROI is on the Val pack? You know, you're yeah. spending X amount of dollars to be in the Val pack and sending these coupons out. Do you know what your ROI is on that? So now you can take that information and compare it to the results that you're getting with Facebook ads.
Yep. Yep.
Take us through charging. How are you coming up with how you're charging the businesses? And then what does that conversation look like?
Yeah. Right now, I'm still keeping it fairly low because I'm trying to figure out. It's mostly a lot of testing, mm-hmm. but it's $500 really a month plus their ad spend.
Okay.
For me to manage. And then depending on if they want a video, there's a fee on top of that to create the video. I'm still working that all out. You know, that's how it goes.
And what's the reaction kind of been when you do bring that up? You know, say, hey, it's $500 a month plus whatever the ad spend is that you want to do. What's generally been the reaction from the businesses that you're talking to?
Oh, it's varied. It's either been, wow, that's a lot, or okay, let's try it. And the people who are, wow, that's a lot, I either figure out a way to talk my way out of it or keep it very short and try to lower their expectations very quickly just to let them know, like, listen, you have to spend. And if you're not, I can't spend the time to try to convince you to do so. So I don't want it to be arduous on you. I don't want it to be arduous on me. So it's a kind backpedal.
Okay. And are you yeah. having these conversations in person or are they on the
yeah,
phone?
Yeah, yeah. Generally because, you know, they're all local people. I'm just, you know, reach out to them first, either making a phone call or via email. Luckily, I can kind of show them my work up front. So they kind of go, oh, that's kind of cool and different for local, and then go from there, you know. Yeah. And also because, again, I really sell that I'm a local guy.
But you grew up there.
Yeah. So I have the culture of being here, you know, that helps.
Yeah. You're hustling, man. You're pounding the pavement, getting this stuff done.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So the $500 a month up front, plus the ad spend, plus mm-hmm. if you do a video for them, you're charging them for that.
Correct.
What other kind of challenges have you come up against, you know, outside of like proving the concept? Are there any other challenges that you've come up against as far as just kind of getting this business going for yourself where you're managing ads for local businesses?
You know, it's sometimes the ads don't work, or sometimes something's wonky, mm-hmm. or, you know, sometimes it's working with personalities, you know, so it's, those are the small things that are, I feel like you're just ironing them out. And then just me figuring out what it means to be an agency. I'm still like figuring that part out too, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's mostly those kind of things, but mostly I've found that I've been successful because I'm loving to learn, and I'm also trying to teach these clients what I do.
Yeah.
As well. So if they think they want to do it later, it might be a way for them to come back to me later as a consultant.
Mm, yeah.
You know,
I like that.
So I've been doing that. That helps a ton. And it also just helps me go, oh, yeah, it reminds me that that's what I need to do. You know, what I need to do. So it's really just, I'm just reteaching myself by
Got it.
Teaching them.
And it's getting easier each time.
Correct.
That you do this.
Yeah.
Are you requiring like a certain amount of time? That like a, you know, like a 3-month commitment, or is this just month to month, or how are you sort of setting
right.
that up?
Yeah, like I said, right now, I'm still figuring it out, but right now it's just kind of month to month.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it, man. I love it. You've done so, so well. So I want to let people know where they can go check out this. You put together this amazing page, which has examples of the videos that you did for Tessio's Pizza, has the two case studies that we talked about, examples of the ads and stuff like that. Where can people check that out?
Yeah. So if you go to my website, which is iHeartKitsap, that's KITSAP.biz/AOPT.
Awesome.
Traffic.
Okay, cool. iHeartKitsap.biz/AOPT. I'll be sure and link that up on the show notes for the episode today. Mike, thanks so much for taking us through this, man. You are doing amazingly well, and I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, sort of where this takes you. And I have zero doubt, as I told you when we met in person in December, I have zero doubt that you are going to have more clients than you know what to do with here. You're going to have a team working for you. Like, you know, if this is all what you want, of course, but I have no doubt, I should say, that this is coming to you very, very quickly, because the type of work that you're putting in, the hustle that you're doing, you're just a good dude and you're doing such a good job for these people. So congrats, man. And thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, I really appreciate those kind words and the encouragement. And I have to tell you, man, this is like, it's odd for me to be on your show, because I remember thinking just way back even 4 years ago, never even thinking I would remotely ever speak with you. So,
and here you are, man. Here you are on the podcast.
Wow. Amazing. Yeah. So
I love it.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thanks, buddy. All right. Hope this episode today with Mike was helpful for you. As I mentioned at the top of the show, if you're considering starting your own business as a Facebook ads manager, or maybe you already have a business right now, working with your ideal clients makes all the difference in the world. That's why I put together a free PDF checklist for you. It's the ideal client checklist, where I've listed out everything that you need to consider with potential clients before you bring them on as clients. This checklist is going to make sure that you're setting yourself up for success right from the start when working with clients. So to download this ideal client checklist, just go to the show notes page for today's episode, which is over at rickmulready.com/122. Also there on the show notes page, you'll find the link that Mike mentioned, where he's put together a page with the case studies of the examples that we talked about today, including results, the targeting that he used, and he also included the videos that he used for these ads. Now, actually, since we recorded this episode, I've been talking a lot with Mike, because as I mentioned at the top of the show, he's in my 6-month small group coaching intensive. And since we did this interview in, I think it was early January when we did this, he's building his business really, really quickly. He's got, I think he told me, like 3 or 4 brand new clients that are paying him in more than pizza and high fives. And he's doing a really good job in building his business. So he's definitely one to watch if this is something that you'd like to do. Also, again, the show notes for the episode today to get all the links and everything that we talked about here today is rickmulready.com/122. So thank you so much again for listening to the episode today. Really appreciate it. Got a lot of great episodes coming your way in the upcoming weeks. So until then, my friends, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.